little colored children go out and play in the fountains on Green Street. It was their day. White folks stayed at home, didn't do anything, but the 4th of July was across the back road, just a time to intrude themselves into the white area, white residential section, and of course, what his memory was correct, and I said he turned out to be a very evil man, the college president. But I remember saying we walked, ran around, we were able to go around Green Street, nobody stopped us, we played in the fountains on Green Street. And then there were other now old Betty Battalion over here, 4th of July, back in the well, Big Bob was doing a lot of music, a lot of drum and bugle corps, which they had been surprised me. But anyway, I thought it was rather interesting that the South Number was celebrating the 4th of July, and I read about it, I'd never thought about it, so I read about it in this biography, and I actually said, no, man, I was very good. It was all about it just the other days. And then last night I read about the major mentioning it, that called home my banishment or something.
Right, right.
But you're not an anthropologist so much.
Well, I find that interesting.
But it's interesting, as far as the folk way is. And I think too, throughout the South, no, I mean, that didn't have to be unique. That's my worm's eye view of that.
They call that fantastic?
Fantastic. And as far as I know, Augusta was the only town. A lot of people have tried to get the origin of it. People, just not the anthropologists, I guess. We dress up in dough faces and all go up in the attic and get a lot of old clothes. We didn't have time or money to buy any fancy costumes. And go around and ask these big jingles, fantastic, come this way, come in the morning, stay all day. They call it if you used to walk around the street later on downtown. Not a few years ago, they still had fantastic around in Harrisburg. I'll take my grandchildren down there to see them. It's just a lingering folk way. And other cities had fantastics on other days, apparently. Now, of course, in the North, they had it on Halloween. And then, my other is coming in now, but no, she doesn't. But Halloween, the fantastic is on the 4th of July, dressing up in costume. I don't know what you call Halloween. Trick and treat now is generated into that. But Halloween, the other night, two people children came by dressed up. All faces on. So, but that wasn't, I never knew about it. We never knew about it before on Halloween as children. Until, in fact, I think after World War I, Yankees came down here, you know, in the army and just about that green custom. Well, it's not supposed to be given by that time. And trick or treat, you know, and that's generated into nothing. In fact, I got like two candidates, three stuff a day. I said, like gumdrops. These like gumdrops. They have them for children. Yes, sir. What are your other questions? I thought I'd mention that to you because I've mentioned several people about the 4th of July not being celebrated, but just last night I mentioned some of the major made a feature of it.
That's an interesting one.
In fact, the only feature of his whole speech. Kind of the last three lines are now that you should just see them.
You mentioned there was a Black Academy. Did you mention? Did you just say that?
Hell, I spent 2 hours and a half talking about Black Academy and this from Dr. Roos. That's what the man was talking like it did. He called the gang in on something. He just fascinated me. Anyway, he's from Caltech. Raised from Nashville, went to Princeton, then went to Yale to get his doctorate. And that's the feat of C. Van Woodward. He's written a book. In fact, I think Woodward is the greatest man I knew. He said, I've written a book in which I differ with him. And some of his views himself, so I feel like they gave me the name of it, I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it was about the, what it was. Well, it's too long. But there was a Whale Academy, which was for blacks. The Board of Education pulled it up. They just couldn't maintain it. This was in 1880s, I guess. And then they adopted a resolution of the Board of Education to construct all-white academy. Meantime, there was they were back to Payne Institute, there was Payne Industrial Institute, they were for blacks, but then they were for independence. Said you got to three of them already, Payne, Haynes, Walker High School, all